This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Please turn the mic on. Joe Masur, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Welcome back to another hour of sanity. At least I believe it is. If you don't, I don't know what to tell you. I'm very impressed with Texas today. Although it's not like I never have been. But, you know, I really, really do appreciate them taking on some of these issues. You know, like abortion and the hormone blockers for young transgender children, that kind of stuff. Not good. Just not good. Anyway, Joe Masur, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, part of the solution, which is what you want to be, what you always want to be. You know, I love some of these stories. I know they irritate the crud out of some of you, but I'm good with it, right? So, the guy they're trying to get rid of, they're trying to get rid of, I should say, Mitch McConnell. Now, look, I'm not excited with the man. I don't think he's the best person for that job. He does know the process. He knows how to play politics, and I'm good with that. Very good with that. He is, he's sitting on a whole bunch of bills. I don't really know why. I kind of know why, because I've dealt enough in politics over the years to know why they sit on these things, why they won't push them through, and things come out at a strategic time. And it makes sense. You know, we're coming up on the election. We know how people are feeling. Some of you who think that all Democrats, this is why I refuse to paint with that broad brush that some of you want me to. Louisiana legislature, which is predominantly Democrat, has put bills forward to stop partial birth abortion, stop late-term abortion. And these are Democrats. So they're not all. You can't paint with the broad brush. But McConnell is looking to energize. Now, this is according to the New York Times, the failing New York Times, remember? Looking to energize social conservatives, and they're going to force a vote on abortion here. But it's not abortion as a whole. And I know what they're doing as a whole. See, these states are doing this. McConnell's doing this because what's going to end up happening is it's going to end up in front of the Supreme Court. And that's why Sotomayor came out the other day, and she laid into the court for being too partisan, which is hilarious, because it's always a 5-4 vote. It has been for years. The 4 liberals against the 5 conservatives in most cases. So it's pretty hypocritical of her to say that her colleagues are partisan. Isn't she? She looks at everything through a left-leaning eye. She looks at everything through a liberal eye. When you look at our founding fathers, they were not liberals by any stretch of the imagination. That's number one. Okay, number two is, I got news for her. The Constitution is not a living, breathing document. Otherwise, they probably would have killed it by now. It's not. It is what it is, okay? And when it was written out, you have original intent of our founding fathers. And my joke is always, no, they couldn't have known about the Internet. They couldn't have known about, Lady Gaga and stuff like that. But they did know about man's heart. They did know about how greedy we were, how envious we could be, the whole nine yards. You know why? Because they were all God-fearing men, and they understood what this meant as a whole. So if she believes that this is up for, that's where the court, we've allowed this to happen in the courts over the years. The courts are not supposed to make laws. Remember, the courts render opinions. Do your homework. Figure it out. And when I say that, what I mean by that is that the Supreme Court doesn't, how do I phrase this? they don't rewrite a law, and a law isn't dead when they render an opinion that it's unconstitutional. Congress should take that law back, and if it's you know 5 or 10 or 15 states that have passed a law that Congress finds Supreme Court finds unconstitutional, Congress should take it on at a federal level and change it. And lay out the foundation so the states can run with it and make the laws proper. But see, we've let them get away with it. Think about something. The original Roe versus Wade law, and it was never a law. There is not a law, a federal law on abortion. There's not a federal law on same-sex marriage, and there should be. You see, when the Supreme Court strikes down, renders an opinion that something is unconstitutional, that doesn't make it a law, and we've allowed that to happen. We believe it to be truth. Again, at that point, the original intent of our founding fathers is that Congress would go back, they would fix the law, rewrite the law, come up with a law to cover that. And we've not done that. We have taken the Supreme Court as the final say. 9 politically appointed judges. It doesn't make any sense. It's not what they had in mind. So McConnell is about to plunge the Senate into the nation's culture wars with votes on bills to sharply restrict access to late-term abortions and even threaten some doctors who perform them with criminal penalties. Now, the Republicans plan to make curbing a woman's right to terminate a pregnancy central theme of their election. Now, remember, this is an article in the New York Times. It's not going to be flattering to Republicans, and they're going to use every terminology they can to make it sound different than what it is. See, it's terminate a pregnancy. You notice that? Isn't that a cool term? How about this? Kill a human. That's what they're doing. That thing's not going to be born as a dolphin or a bird or a worm. It's a human. That heartbeat starts. And again, I believe a life is a life from conception. But what I'm doing here is I'm going to go down their road. It has a heartbeat. Does that mean the mom still has her? And I'm not going to call her a mom. Any woman that's thinking about having an abortion, how do you call that person a mom or a mother? That is the egg carrier. After months of shutting legislative activity in favor of confirming President Trump's judicial nominees. And notice the terminologies they're using. Shunning legislative activity. Don't you love that? They are so mad about the judges that he has appointed. I love it. If they're mad about it, they must be good. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate your time on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Before I bring on our millennial for the evening, listen, don't you guys think it's just hilarious that last week in the debate, the things that weren't discussed, come on, now give this some thought. I had to think this through. But the things that were not discussed, anybody? I don't see any hands up, so I'll just say them. The jobs, right? Nobody talked about jobs. Really, truly, how they going to keep growing on jobs. Now, they talked. Now, Bernie did make a comment that, you know, they were low-paying jobs, low-wage jobs. I don't know what he's talking about. There's a lot of great-paying jobs out there. How the unemployment. There was no discussion of how we're going to keep unemployment down. No talk about abortion or a woman's right to choose. Right? Religious freedom. Anybody see anything about religious freedom? No, that's not there. Right. Free speech. Getting information on free speech? No. No, no. National debt. What about that one? No. The guns or the Second Amendment? No, nothing there either. Or even national security. Nothing. These people, nothing. Now, we're going to hear this tomorrow night? I don't believe so. I think they're going to stay as far away from it as they can. They are going to attack. You're going to see the two bogeys, the two targets are going to be both Bernie Sanders and Bloomberg. There's no way around it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, I love talking about our millennials. And the reason I do is because a lot of you parents who brought these millennials up, a lot of you complaining about where they're at, and you're scratching your head going, what happened? Well, let's just be honest about it. You happened.
Yeah, I happened once.
Hey, I haven't introduced you yet. You got to wait.
Oh, great.
See? I didn't even turn your mic on. On purpose. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you guys have got to understand, you don't need friends. For you 30- and 40-year-old parents, I've done this before, I'm going to do it again. You 30- and 40-year-old parents that want your kids to be your friends, you are sick individuals. Nobody wants an 8 or a 9 or an 11 or a 12 or a 13-year-old friend. If you want that when you're in your 30s, there's something wrong with you. Seriously. Your kids can be your friends later on. It's okay. Matter of fact, I will tell you, some of my friends, they don't want to be friends with their kids. Their kids would not be people you would go out looking to be friends. Anyway. Okay. Intern Nate is with me. And I love having him on because we get the millennial viewpoint of, well, we're supposed to get the millennial viewpoint of what life is all about.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, listen, you're not out in the parking lot. Pull that mic closer to your mouth.
Okay.
You should know by now. Come on.
Yeah, thanks.
There you go. A little closer would be good, too. Just a tad. There you go. All right. So one of the things, we went to an event together on Sunday, and there were quite a few young people there and involved in politics. But you don't see it that much. Why don't you see it more?
Well, in a way, we have not been educated. No one has sat us down at a table and said, you know what America stands for? Do you know what it takes to defend liberty? And do you know what history is?
It's what?
Like, it's like, really just simply put, they haven't educated us in a way. No one has sat us down and said, this is what the liberals are trying to do with our country, and this is why it doesn't work. This is why socialism does not work via capitalism. No one has taught us that, hey, you should try making your own money and buy your own stuff instead of having the government give it all to you.
You really believe that would make that much of a difference?
Yeah, frankly, it would be a big difference, because if you educate people, then they would be able to make logical decisions on their own, because they at least have been told what is, like, in the masses is better for other people, and then what isn't so good for other people, too.
Yeah, but I find that young people usually don't want to get involved in politics because they don't think they can make a change. They don't, and they perceive that because something doesn't go their way means that they really have no power, when the reality is, you know, not everything is going to go your way all the time, right?
So it goes back to the secular view of everybody has to be good with everybody. Everybody has to be comfortable with everything they do, when the reality is you need to know how to make responsible, respectful disagreements. But kids don't want to get into politics because they look up at our leaders right now and they see them acting like a bunch of 5-year-olds.
Our leaders? Really?
Yeah. Nancy Pelosi. Like, I would ask some of my friends, and I would ask them, would you rip a president's speech up right behind him after he's done? Most of them would probably say no. It's really childish. It's very disrespectful, and I don't know what she was thinking.
Well, you're suggesting she was thinking, period, but that's beside the point.
Thank you.
But come on, let's be honest about this. Young people really think that deeply.
People...
At your high school.
Okay, long story short, Joe, we are getting sick and tired of the charades going on between our current president and the Democrats. We really just don't... We get fed up with it. We don't want to hear it. We don't want to deal with it. So that's why you don't have any young people wanting to vote, because they all look at it, it's like, it's the same old, same old. They're going after each other for stupid little things, and it's never going to change.
So are you suggesting they'd like to see us get along, work together, put away differences?
Yes, they would actually like to see people stop screaming at each other on a national stage. Really.
Well, good luck with that. Anyway, and it's really not that much different than it was when I was a kid, from a standpoint that they were always calling each other out. It's just much more, it's extremely more hateful now than it's ever been before. That's the biggest problem right now.
Okay. Hate does not fix anything. You cannot hate someone, because last time I checked, hate is a pretty strong word. And it, like, words are thrown around so flippantly. It's like you can have a disagreement with someone, but you don't need to hate someone over their disagreement. Like, this whole thing about, we're going to hate you because you support Trump. What did we personally do to you? We just support someone that's actually making a lick of sense these days.
Yeah, but hate has different meanings to different people. Hate words, hate speech. I just don't think that your generation knows how to cope with the issues, and everything that makes them feel uncomfortable is hate. And we're going to a commercial, so be quiet.
There
we'll
be back
in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump in India for a two-day visit, reassuring the American public about the spread of the coronavirus and the impact it's having on the U.S. stock market. On Twitter, the president saying, "The coronavirus is very much under control in the USA. We are in contact with everyone in all relevant countries. CDC and World Health have been working hard and very smart." And the president tweeting, "Stock market starting to look very good to me." Explanation. inflection point. As for stocks, the market taking a major hit, the Dow dropping more than 1,000 points, the third largest point drop in its history, the NASDAQ down 355, the S&P 500 down almost 112 points. And the Democrats who want to be president gearing up for the next debate this week in South Carolina, the primary there this Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
Feel the rhythm now. We should be singing together, you and me. All night, holding hands and moving on. We should be singing together, you and me. Come on,
we are
baby.
Back. This is the Real Fellow, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Or you can simply, if you want a text message letting you know, a text alert, that's what they call them. Simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And on top of that, we have an Android and iPhone app. You just grab them and run with them. It's so much easier for you to find out when the show's on and what's going on and that kind of thing. It's really, really works out well for everybody involved. And look, you know, I call it Millennial Mondays on purpose. One of the reasons is because I have a millennial with me that I have on. It's intern Nate is with me, and you know, we try to guess what the young people want. We try to guess what they got going on in their heads. You're just going to get a headache from it. We really shouldn't. You need to speak to the young people that are involved in it, that are doing it, that are engaged. And then that way there, you know, you'll have a clue and you'll know how to deal with them, although I still don't know how to deal with them anyway.
Well, it's not exactly the most easiest dealing with us because we're all concerned about vaping in bathrooms.
Yeah, well, that's true, too, and playing with bath oil beads, smoking bath oil beads.
Yes.
Last I heard. So, but I want to get back to how you do reach the young people. And saying that fighting turns them off, then they might as well go, you know, join a club where they have padded rooms and just stay there for the rest of their lives. You're going to have fighting, you're going to have disagreements, you're going to have arguments all through life.
So here's the thing. We're not, okay, there's an extreme.
Use your outside voice.
There's an extreme of putting them in a padded room. But in all reality, it comes down to an education basis. There is no such thing as debate class anymore. I would love to have a debate class on my campus, respectfully have opinions, and just have a discussion about, hey, what I think about should be this, and what others should have this, and blah, blah, blah. And it's just, I look at this, and I just see that most of these kids, sadly, don't have the experience or don't have the opportunities to respectfully stand up to some teachers and other students, say, I can see where you're coming from with this point, but the other same way, I don't really 100% go along with it, and then list the factors and the evidence for it.
Okay, but you say, are they not allowing you to do that? Is that kind of what you're saying, or is a debate class just being, it's just too much for the kids to handle?
Well, kids argue a lot these days over the most stupidest points. They'll argue over which grape is better than the other grape, green or red. It's, like, not a big deal. And it, like,
I would say green. But thanks. That's just me. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no such thing as intelligence with the average teenager. No one wants to ask questions anymore, and no one really wants to talk and see how can I improve my life. So it's a stagnant culture. Really just a stagnant culture. We're all just stuck on social media. We're all just doing the same stupid thing again and again and again.
We got that. We hear that 24/7. How do you fix it? How do you get kids engaged? How do you get them involved? Tell me.
Social media. You need to start running little education campaigns and just say, here, this is what America is founded on. This is what liberty means. And start small and just go big. And you can start on your social media because kids spend all their time on social media.
So you actually want us to teach real stuff in school?
Yes, teach real stuff and make it a journey instead of a lecture. And, like, I don't like being, like, dictated to of how you're going to do your essay and blah, blah, blah. I like it when my teacher comes along and says, this is how I used to do the essay, and this is how we're going to do the essay together. But as of late, it's just been, you're the younger generation, I get to tell you what to do.
So when you kids start talking about, when you start talking about politics in the quad or out at the street or over lunch or what have you, and not that that's the only thing you're talking about, but somebody must at some point in time bring up, hey, you know, I like Lizzie Warren or I like whatever, whatever, whatever. And
No. There's no such thing as Lizzie Warren coming up on my campus.
Well, okay, the only name
that gets recognition at this point is Trump. That's it. So okay. Democrats are losing already.
But when they talk about certain issues, I'm trying to get, you know, again, I get how screwed up things are. Let's talk about how are they being talked about and how do you
reach
them. And it's not just education. You guys who are informed, like you, you need to be discussing that with them, right?
We're all fed up, and we don't really, in a way, we've lost the will. We've lost the hope that things are going to change for the better. Because all we see is just a bunch of people up at the top in the Capitol arguing, and we want to do something about it. But number one, we're not introduced enough, in my campus at least, on two political, like, things. We're not invited to go to a campaign fundraiser. We're not invited to have a nice conversation. It just may be that, or it may be the parents don't want their kids to go, and they don't want them to learn. And, like, why stifle your rights as an American? That's what's happening. We're, number one, being stifled by the complicated nonsense that goes on these days, but also it's because we've lost interest in what it means to be an American due to the simple reason of this isn't the America that the founded fathers wanted. Like, remember what Abraham Lincoln said. A house divided against itself will not stand. It's exactly the thing we're facing now. The cards that are being are coming out of the woodwork right now, they're not going to stand because they don't want to take the stand.
All right. But I want to get back to the kids. I want to stay on the kids. It's like what you saw Sunday when you went to that event with me, there were a lot of young people there, were there
the
not?
The events were a lot of young people, very interested, and I was actually relieved to see that we had a small percentage of those in our area interested. The thing is, we just need to have more of them. And how do we do that? We need to have the...
But I can't reach out to you. You have to reach out to you.
I have to reach out to my peers. I am doing things right now, as this minute, reaching out to my peers. I am right now trying to inform them of what makes the society we have today stable, for the most part.
Right.
I'm right now on, like, using a social media platform to talk to my friends. I'm letting them be aware of what I'm doing right now. We need more of that.
Okay.
We need
fair.
More people expressing their opinions. And we need people to just stop being afraid of having differencing opinions. But the key thing that's going to make this work is just respect. It's the main thing, respect. How do we do it? We need to start using social media, which is number one used. Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok.
That's why I go back to saying that's where you lose all of us. Yeah. Because we don't all use those things.
Well, then you just need to have those people that kind of are the bridge between the older and younger generations, kind of get our acts together and just sit down with the older and younger generations and say, Can't we just try to bring awareness?
Really, so when you come back next week, you're going to...
bring back the teacher's aspect on school violence and school shootings.
Right. So, maybe, and how to keep a school safe.
Yeah, and how to maybe keep a school safe. So.
And we had a little technical difficulties, but you're going to hit some of the... well, not physically, obviously.
No.
But you're going to hit up some of the kids. The young people. Some of the young people to feel how to find out how they feel about school safety. What are they willing to put up with? What do they want to see? And I think you should do, two or three males and two or three females, because I'm sure you're going to find they have a totally different viewpoint on what needs to be done to keep it safe.
Yep, and it's going to be real interesting, because there's a half division where some people don't want to talk about it. The other half are kind of a little bit concerned with how their lifestyle in a school could be extinguished in about a second. So it's going to be intriguing to see where it goes with this. But the other thing you have to look at it is the kids, I have a hard time sometimes talking to them, because it goes back to they don't want to talk about it. Really simple. They don't want to talk about a lot of things. Really simple.
Yeah. Interesting to find out that they get rid of the debate class, because that's like... That's dumb. That's just flat out dumb. Anyway, next week, I'm expecting good things from you, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Next week.
You say so. All right. Intern Nate, seriously, once a week, we get him on, Millennial Mondays, and the bottom line with it is you need to know what these young people are thinking. You need to know what these young people are thinking so you know. So, frankly, if for no other reason, so you know how to deal with them. You know how to talk with them. When we come back, we're going to talk about higher education and our young people and all the student debt that they got into. And somehow that's our fault. And the government has to pay for it. And I say, nay, nay. Not going to happen. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us and spending time with us and learning. If it's the first time joining the show, you can find out so much about us up at therealside.com. That's therealside.com. Again, you can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can sign up for our weekly newsletter. You can hit the donation. There's a lot you can do up on the website. I want to thank you for hanging out with us. All right. The party of non-responsibility, you know, the Democrats never take responsibility for anything, unless it's good. If it's good, it's all them. If it's bad, it's all Republicans. We already know this, right? But they have now passed that on to their offspring and others. Because today, you know, the student debt, the loans that these kids have taken out to go to school are horrendous. They're as much money as a small home. So they get involved in all this debt. There's no way they're going to be able to pay it. I mean, think about it. You pay your house off in 30 years. Somebody's college debts are about the same amount of money. And they want to pay it off in 10 or 12 or 15 years. But it's not that education is expensive. We've allowed it to become expensive. Some of these colleges have club meds built in the middle of the college. I mean, seriously, they've got workout rooms, they've got cafeteria, they've got all kinds of stuff. That when you look at it and go, oh my God, you wouldn't have that at a high-end resort. So student debts, you know what? This is student debt that you willingly took on. Why is it my problem to fix it? And don't give me that garbage where, oh, what's wrong? You don't want them to have an education? Well, listen, my wife graduated from college. I don't think she had a nickel of debt. She worked three jobs to get through. She appreciated her education so much more than others. When you have stuff, look, there is no way around this. It's human nature. When you have stuff handed to you, you do not appreciate it. It just doesn't happen. And once in a while, you get that totally appreciative young human being that gets it. And they do appreciate it. But for the most part, no. Of all the pandering showcased during the Democrats' attempt to win back the presidency, I love this wiping out student debt. You know, student debt's over $1 trillion. Now, who asked you to take on that debt? Who asked you to go to a school that was 80? Look, it used to be in 80,000. It used to be here in California. If you went to a California school, California College, which had some of the best colleges in the country, maybe even in the world, your college experience was next to nothing because if you're a resident of this state, your college experience was almost nothing. And I mean that sincerely. So you didn't have to come out with a lot of debt. It was easy to pay off. But now you have college professors that are making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. And they keep upping the tuition. You have in public colleges, right? You have chancellors and such that are making, you know, $500,000 a year. I thought public education was a noble thing. No, seriously, no joke. I remember as a kid growing up, you weren't going to get rich in public education. But it was a great job. What you did for young people was a great thing. And look what's happened to it. I believe that education is the future of this country, so said socialist Senator Bernie Sanders. Right? That was the first round at that Democratic primary debates. He was asking why we must eliminate student debt. We do that by placing a tax on Wall Street. Senator Amy Klobuchar spoke similarly. She said, I can tell you this, the Minnesota Senator DeMug, if you billionaires can pay off your yachts, students should be able to pay off their student loans. Really? So let me see. So I get to work. I work my buns off. I work for years. I take all the risks. I put up my house, my car, and all kinds of other money I got, and all kinds of other assets I got to make my business grow. I hit it big, and you think that I should pay for other students to go to college for that. So let me ask you a question. So if I don't, and I bust, and I go down, will you give me the money back that I lost? You shouldn't work both ways? If you want part of the prize, shouldn't you have some part of the pain? There can be no serious discussion of this issue, however. Especially if you're doing this in, what, 1 minute sound bites or 1 minute barking from the stage? And most of what they're talking about is soaking the rich. If you have money, you should pay more money for other kids to go to college. No, I know plenty of parents who have busted hump, saved money, given things up so they would put enough money aside to send their kids to college. Because their kid wanted to go to college. I know I'm missing something here. So why should I pay for yours? The size of the student debt provides the jolt necessary to peddle these plans to the American populace. I got $100,000 in student loan debt myself, said Representative Eric Swalwell. Yeah, look at what did you learn, Eric? You have no clue about government. I mean, what did you really learn? College affordability is personal for us, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg said. He noted that his household has a six-figure student debt. Well, who asked you to go to college? Do you know how many millionaires we have that never went to college? You know, by forcing all these kids to go to college, look at what you've done to the trades. You've decimated the trades because every kid has to go to college. And then a lot of these kids who go to college, they're stuck with debt. They don't even get a job in the area they went to college for. I think it was like 60 or 66%. I don't know the exact number. Of people go to college actually end up in the field they went to college for. Don't you think that's a flush? I mean, you just flush that money down the toilet. Next came these sob stories. Student loans are suffocating a generation. Right? After all, 40 million of us who can't start a family, the diaper-changing daddy's fall, contradictory proclaimed, adding that they can take a good idea and start a business, but they can't buy their first home. Why not? Why do you even have? Why do you start off if you're starting a business? You sure as heck don't want to buy a home. You want to wait till you get settled. Have the apartment. Yeah, it's okay to live in an apartment. I'll go one better. Why don't you grab an RV, live in it down by the beach? There's all kinds of things you can do to save money. That's the whole thing. You don't want these kids to feel any pain. You don't want to save any money. And that's why we have to have like these safe spaces, wellness centers, all this stuff at the public schools. Because your kids can't cope. That's the biggest problem. The biggest problem we see in public school with issues is kids have not been taught how to cope. They've not been, matter of fact, they've not been pushed to cope through something. Because mommy and daddy step in. They don't want little Johnny and Susie to feel bad. It's okay. You can feel bad. It's good for you. How do you build character? Almost every one of the psychiatrists I'm talking to, counselors I'm talking to, said the same thing. You build character by going through adversity, coming out of it the other side. And it doesn't build character, just build character. It builds strength because you know you can make it through. You know that there's nothing too big that'll keep you down. We can't put people in a position where they aren't able to go and move on, said front runner Joe Biden. What happened to the millions of people over the years that have made it through college? Saved and scrimped, got grants, got loans. There are many kids that make it through college with 80% of their college paid for because they're willing to scour that big interweb. Now think about something. Years ago, you had to buy a book, you had to go to a library, you had to do some real heavy work to find all these grants that were available. Now, you just go through the internet. I remember my daughter. I told her, I said, look, you can get a $500 scholarship or something. All you had to do was do a 1,000-word essay on what it meant to be Italian or of Italian descent. There's so many goofy, and I do mean goofy, grants out there that you can get your hands on, scholarships that you can get your hands on. But you got to get off the smartphone. You got to get off of Twitter. You got to get off of Facebook. You got to get off of Snapchat and get on there long enough to be able to, you know, work through one of those applications. Write an essay. Tellingly, when not constrained by the debate format, these same politicians push the same narrative to garner support for bailing out student loans. So, again, that guy had a the one that went up to Elizabeth Warren, and one of her vets, he goes, so you're going to give me back my money? I gave up stuff. I didn't get the car I wanted. I didn't get the house I wanted. I worked two jobs so my daughter could go to college. Am I going to get that money back? And she said, flippantly said, of course not. In California, people who've never paid a nickel into the system, they come here illegally, their kids can go to college for free or pretty darn close. How's that fair? I'm just asking, how is that fair? With loans totaling more than $130,000, Mayor Pete's household is among the 43 million people in the United States who owe federal student debt. Right? I mean, okay. Did you not know you were going to owe money when you went in? Is this like a credit card kind of mentality? It's plastic. I have nothing to worry about. The debtors are so numerous and the total debt is so high, more than $1.4 trillion. That's according to federal statistics. That these kids will never be able to pay it off. Well, don't know what to tell you. Families should get involved. You should get involved. We should make this thing work. You signed for it. You owe it. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on DCN Live. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't sign for a student loan. We'll be back tomorrow.